We're doing Pirkei Avot, the second chapter, the first Mishnah. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Ezo hi. Rabbi was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He lived after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash,
right? When you say Rabbi, it's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi.
Correct. When it says Rabbi in the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Omer, the Sephardim. You're Sephardi, right? Uh-huh. Sephardim pronounce it Rabbi Omer. Ezo hi derech yishara sheyavo lo ha'adam. What is the straight path? Sheyavo, Rashi says sheyivro, that a person should choose for himself. Kol shi tiferet lo seha, any path that is a glory for he who performs it. V'tiferet lo min adam, and it is a glory for him from mankind. Ve'evei zahir, and be careful. Notice we switch tenses. Initially, Rebbe asked what is, and now he's giving directions. He's saying, Vehevei, and you should be zahir, careful. B'mitzvah kala kevachamura, in a light mitzvah as in a severe one. She'en ata yodea matan secharan shen mitzvot, for you do not know the wages that will be given for the mitzvot. Vehevei mechashev, and you should calculate. Hefsed mitzvah, the loss of a mitzvah, keneged sechara, opposite its wages. Ushar avera, and the wages you'll get for an avera, keneged, opposite, hefseida, it's lost. So that seems to be the second point. Vehistakel b'shlosha dvarim, and look with intent at three things, the enataba, and you won't come to, lidei avera, the hands of sin, or the handle of sin. Da, you should know, ma lemala mimcha, what is above you, Ein ro'ah, there is an eye that sees, the ozen shomat, and an ear that hears, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim, and all your actions are being written in a book. Explains Rashi. When we say, eze derech yeshara sheyavo lo ha'adam, sheyavo means sheyivro. Rebbe says, what is that straight path that a person should choose for himself? Kol she'tiferet lo'osea. Says Rashi, Shenoach lo, it is a path that is comfortable for him. Vehana'a, and he also has pleasure of it. Vegam ne'adam nochin emena, but it isn't only comfortable for him, it's also comfortable to the guy next to him. Sometimes we do things because that's what's comfortable for me. Rabbi says, when you choose a path, yes, it should be comfortable for you, but it's got to also be comfortable. Tiferet lo min adam. Should be comfortable for other people as well. Nuscha Achrina, a different version, has it as follows: Le oseha, le mi she ose ota, to whoever makes that path. Tosefet Gilayon, in addition from what was written on the side of Rashi, so we don't know who wrote it. This might be from Rashi, Rashi's disciple. Someone wrote this comment on the side of Rashi's on the side. Gilayon is this part, the white part of the page. Tosefet, this is an addition from the Gilayon, from the side of the page. Kol shei tiferet leoseha, kol derech shei nocha v'tiferet lemi sheosin ota leota haderech, any path which is comfortable and glorious to those who do that path, yivro ha'adam, a person should choose, lefi shebiyadua, for then it is known, that is comfortable for he who does it. So if you see that it is glorious, it's obvious that it is comfortable. I don't understand what Rashi is saying here. If this is Rashi, I don't know what this means.
And this whole point here, what point is he trying to make? It's going to be a very subjective kind of approach.
Right. So let's move forward a little bit. And when we finish Rashi, we'll try to see what, according to Rashi, what the Mishnah is telling us. So we're continuing. Rashi says, "V'tiferet lo min ha'adam," and it is a glory to him from man, "Shelakol ha'olam yishira," that everyone recognizes that this path is straight. "De'en lecha dvar avera she'yaseh adam shelo itcharet bo," you don't have such a sin that a person does and he doesn't regret. And he says to himself, what did I do? He's embarrassed from mankind. אבל נזדמן לידו דבר מצווה בדרך ישרה ויקיימנה. But if he happens, he comes across a thing of a mitzvah, a straight path, and he fulfills it, he אז ישמח ביותר עליה, then he'll be very happy with it. וגם לאדם פערים ומשברים אותו, and people too will praise him and glorify him. So Rashi seems to say, you want to choose a straight path. What Rebbe is saying is, choose the path of mitzvot. Ezei der yishara. What is the straight path? The path that people will praise you. I'll prove it to you, says Rebbe. When a person does something and he's, afterwards he himself isn't proud of what he did. A guy cheats on his taxes. Does he want to tell his kids he cheated on his taxes? A guy lies to his boss. Does he want to tell his kid he lied to his boss? Afterwards he's like, oh shucks, I did that.
He's not mentioning mitzvot now.
So what Rashi seems to be saying, that when Rebbe says we're choosing the straight path, he's telling you choose the path of mitzvot. That's the straight path, and I'll prove it to you. That Rebbe seems to be just presenting us with a way of looking fondly upon the path of mitzvot. Sometimes you come to pay your income taxes and you say, if I pay full income tax, what am I going to have left? What am I going to put into savings? We have all kinds of calculations. So Rebbe's ameliorating us. Rebbe's saying, you want to choose the right path. Look, you're going to go the path of mitzvot. People will admire you. You will admire yourself. You yourself will feel good about it. Rebbe's giving us a new outlook on the mitzvot, on the path of the mitzvot. That's how I understand Rashi. Meaning we questioned once when we learned this Mishnah, when we learned it with the Rambam, we questioned what Rebbe's talking about. Meaning we have the mitzvot, we have to do mitzvot, but is Rebbe talking in an area that is not encompassed by mitzvot? Is he talking within philosophies? Is he talking about extremism? What's he talking about when he says you're choosing a path? So we had one understanding in the Rambam, but when we read the words of Rashi, it seems that what Rashi is telling us is that choose the path that will be glorious, and you and I both know that the path that's glorious is the path of mitzvot. Now, this also gives us a little bit of perspective who Rebbe is talking about. Meaning, if you walk into an area where there are no Jews, and then there are three Jews who don't keep Torah and mitzvot, they might take pride in shooting hoops. Who's the better basketball player? So that's not the congregation Rebbe's talking about. Rebbe's talking about within a Jewish community, a person who has some basic perspective. So what's he going to be glorified by? You with me? This isn't a formula that works for everyone. This is a formula that works for people who are within the Jewish community.
That's what you'd expect, right?
Not necessarily. It's not necessarily what I would expect,
that
because when Rebbe tells me what path am I going to choose, and when Rebbe uses the word ha-adam, which encompasses non-Jews as well, adam is only Jews, ha-adam encompasses non-Jews, there's definitely room to expect that maybe Rebbe's telling me a formula. If I'm an Am HaAretz, I don't know mitzvos. Remember, Rebbe is living in a time where the Am HaAretz didn't even know how to bench. They didn't know how to say Kriyat Shema. They didn't know the basics of monotheism. They had a concept. Yeah, God took us out of Egypt. God's running the world. But much beyond that, they didn't know. So he's telling them, you want to know how to behave? Behave the way people will look fondly upon you. I could understand that that's what Rebbe's saying.
And this was why I was perplexed from the start. Meaning, there's no other half for mitzvot, saying what is the right way, that what Moshe gave to us in Sinai.
Oh, right.
The right way. I mean, so perhaps, no, I mean, as explanation to Rashi, you'd expect that he will link it in some way to Jewish living. I mean,
he does. He's just explained to us an easier way to accept that. At the moment of the mitzvah, sometimes it's difficult.
He didn't mention the word mitzvah, he just mentions the concept of that a man has.
Why? Rashi says.
Guilt when he does a verot.
No. Look. Aval nizdamen liyado dvar mitzvah v'derech yeshara. So I don't know if Rashi means two separate things when Rashi says that. I think Rashi's telling us that that's what is the derech yeshara. When you have a mitzvah, so you also are being offered the derech yeshara. That's the way I understand Rashi. I'm not sure I'm right, but that's the way I understand Rashi.
What is he saying? But still, is this question, I mean, generally is a question, or is it just demonstrating you that needs to, as you said, that through the expansion of Rashi, to give you a positive outlook towards the right path? and not so much an answer on what is the right path.
Right. So I'm not sure which way to understand Rashi's understanding of Rebbe. I could understand it in either way. Either the Rebbe is telling you, look, yeah, you didn't learn that many mitzvot. Think about what are people going to say about you if they knew what you would do, and think about what you're going to feel about yourself afterwards. And this is a formula that will work for certain mitzvot, but remember, it doesn't work for all mitzvot. If a guy never learned that he's not allowed to shave with a razor, so he's never going to feel bad about shaving with a razor. He just doesn't know it. The guy never learned that he's not allowed to pull out hairs on Shabbos. He's never going to feel bad about it. So I'm not sure if that's what Rebbe means. That when in doubt, just think, what are people going to say about me? What am I going to feel about myself? Or is Rebbe just, the way we understood earlier, Rebbe's telling me, you should know that the way of the Torah is the straight path, and the path that ultimately you're going to take pride in, and people will look fondly upon you. Meaning, when you want to choose a straight path, remember, you were given the straight path, and I'll prove it to you. You see that people look fondly upon it, and you yourself look fondly upon it. I'm not sure which way to understand Rashi.
Like the criterion is your feelings, and the, let's say the approach of the people around you, the response of the people around you. But it couldn't be that he's saying that this is the criterion, what is the right path.
It seems not. I agree with you.
It seems perhaps it's more what you said, that it's just enlightening you on how it, on the qualities of the Derech, not so much on what it is.
Yefe. I'm with you 100%.
The question was misleading. You were expecting a definite.
Right. The vezahir, and be careful. The mitzvah kala kevachamura. Rashi's explanation fits directly into the next sentence. If what he's telling me is, remember, your straight path is to the performance of mitzvot, so then he so to speak hammers the nail in and says, and be careful with a light mitzvah like a severe mitzvah. וזהיר במצווה קלה כבחמורה שאין אתה יודע מתן שכרן של מצוות, explains Rashi, משל למה הדבר דומה למלך שאמר לעבדיו, תלו בשכרכם כך וכך והיכנסו לפרדס וחירשו בו ותקנו כל צורכו. A king told the servants, take your wages such and such, and then go into my orchard and plow it and fix everything it needs. And inside the orchard, there were some trees that were good trees, and there were some trees that were bad trees. And if he would tell them, Ilan ploni tovu, the ilan ploni rahu, if he would tell them, you should know, this tree is a good tree, this tree is a bad tree. Vitikhu bezeh, you tell me bezeh, and he tell them, you should know, if you take care of this tree, oh, this is my favorite tree, whoever takes care of this will get extra wages. This tree, okay, you got to take care of it too, but you're not going to get as much wages. Then all the workers would focus on doing the tree that's the better tree. So that they get more wages. Turns out there are going to be some bad trees that never get fixed. Therefore, he said, plainly, he said, deal with my orchard, take care of my garden. כך עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא, so to God did, שלא גילה שכר מצוות. He did not reveal the wages of the mitzvot. שלא יראה אדם מצווה ששכרה מרובה יותר מחברתה, ויחזור אחריה. That a person shouldn't look for the mitzvah that has greater wages and chase after that one only. So, the question is how far to take this mashal. The Rambam writes in the introduction to Moreh Nevuchim that sometimes there's an allegory that's very intricate, but it's only there to prove one point. It's only there to not to prove, but to explain one point. All the details are just like ornaments, but they're not really there to prove any points. And if you sit there and try to figure out what is this point referring to and what is that point referring to, you're missing the point. There's one point, and that's all. And sometimes you have mishalim where the details of the mashal are also important. Each detail teaches you something. Over here we have to wonder. You have an orchard. The orchard needs to thrive. If the orchard corresponds to the mitzvot, does it mean that there's an aspect where God wants all the mitzvot to be performed? Meaning, let's say I know that the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen is not being performed. Is there any aspect where it's good if I open an organization and we get cherry picker trucks and we go and do mitzvah Shiloh HaKen, we find this rare mitzvah? Or do we say no? Whatever mitzvot come my way, I do fine. I don't have to go searching out far out mitzvot. According to this mashal, we have to wonder if there exists such a concept that all the mitzvot should really be cultivated. Just like in an orchard, all mitzvot have to be cultivated. So too, all mitzvot, we should try to ensure that they do happen. People sometimes search in order to perform the mitzvah of Peter Chamo. The firstborn of a donkey you redeem with a sheep. So people go great ends to perform that mitzvah. Is there such a point? Meaning every mitzvah is precious, but I'm performing other mitzvot with my time. Should I be seeking out these far out mitzvot? I don't know how to understand this mashal. I'm just saying there's room to wonder.
Explains it. We also have certain halachot about mitzvot that are kenei kulam, certain.
Right,
so
for sure.
It is indicating to a certain level of importance.
You see, halachically we say
that you
that's what we say halachically, right? The Gra says on the halacha that you're supposed to spend your time learning Torah and not stop unless there's a mitzvah sheiv shalosote decherim. He brings the source for that, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Seemingly indicating that, like you're saying, because we are told of its great sahar, that's why, that's the mitzvah we should try and focus spending our time on. You're right, that would seem to be an exception. You see, some mitzvot were stressed by Chazal. Chazal said Shabbat has a totally different weight than every other mitzvah. The Navi Torah, whoever desecrates Shabbos, that's like all the mitzvot. So
you have also killed me for this lotus, say you get karet.
Oh, so that's the Rambam here. What you're saying is the Rambam. The Rambam says this is all about asay. And lota asay entai da matan tzran shem mitzvot is all about the asay. And the lota asay we do know. And so that's one point we have to think about. Another point is Rashi uses the words that in this orchard there were trees that were bad. What does that mean? There are good trees and bad trees. Would we say there are good mitzvot and bad mitzvot? By dealing with the bad mitzvot, are we doing something good? God forbid we'd say there's a bad mitzvah. So over here it would seem on the surface that we don't take the mashal literally. We don't take it for all its details. That's what would seem. But here too, there's room to talk. Let's continue.
But also, is it what the answer mitzvot that for someone, there's a mitzvah for a gift, right?
Right.
Who said that's right? That we want to. So we have this framework of mitzvot, and mitzvot are a consequence of something negative. So,
excellent.
To
very good. It's an excellent example. The mitzvah of giving a get, right? You're right.
So it doesn't seem to be an ideal that all the trees in the orchard.
Right? Should a person look for the mitzvah of v'hishivet agzela?
I heard such a story. Big Rav divorced his wife.
Don't believe every story.
No?
Don't believe every story. Let's continue. Vevem chashev. I'm sorry. If a person divorces his wife, he's hurting her feelings. He might have legal right to do so. But for a person to hurt someone else's feelings because he says, I want to perform
wrong.
A different mitzvah, doesn't sound right. You can't believe every story you hear. Vevem chashev said mitzvah. Calculate the loss of a mitzvah keneged opposite its wages. Its sechar explains Rashi. It doesn't mean the loss of the mitzvah, but calculate what are you going to lose from your business. At the time that you're dealing with the mitzvah, don't be saddened by that loss. Ela heve mechashev mechashvo, but rather calculate it kineged asachar shetekabel aleha leatid, opposite the wages that you'll get for that mitzvah in the future. V'im yavo mitzvah liyadcha kaimena, and if a mitzvah comes your way, then fulfill it. Aval pi sheteida sheyesh lecha ba hefsed mamon, even though you know you will lose money by performing that mitzvah, sheschar hamitzvot harbe hu, for the wages of the mitzvos is great. Sometimes we feel like, oh boy, this is taking so much time. My parents need my help, and this time I could really be developing my business. I could be doing other things. The Mishnah comes and reminds us, you're going to get much more for it. You're going to get much more. Just remember that.
Old-fashioned Musar.
Yes, and yes, it's but it's important.
What's the fine line? I always like, what is the fine line between giving, let's say, all your money for the love network, and then
halacha. The halacha tells us how much you're supposed to spend on a kosher lulav, how much you're supposed to add for a better lulav. There are exact halachot in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch. Uschar avera shata neneba. When you're calculating, you want to do an avera. A guy wants to buy a chocolate bar that doesn't have a hechsher, so he should calculate how much will I enjoy. Heve mechashev keneged efsida shata atid lehafsid ba. How much will I lose by doing that? And if an avera comes your way, don't do it. Even though you know you'll enjoy it, sure, I like those candy bars. Why? Because ultimately you'll lose so much. Don't do it. And what?
What's this? The word, the verb mechashev.
Evaluate.
Really, meaning out of your own.
Calculate. Mechashev.
Calculate is not exactly accurate. You don't calculate.
It is accurate. Mechashev means to calculate.
No, I'm saying, but in this context, you're not calculating. It's not accurate. How much? Like, what if it comes out of your own.
Calculate, evaluate, your estimate.
Thing, right? You cannot estimate.
So think, right? Yeah. Mechashev is probably more accurately translated. In this context, think, you're right.
Recollect all the musar you've learned.
Think about what you'll get, what you'll lose. Malemana, so Rebbe concluded by saying, take note of three things, and you won't come to sin. Know what is above you. Malemana mimcha, what is above you? So you should know what is above you, Hashem shehi ro'a v'shomat v'kotev b'sefer. That is the eye that sees, that hears, and writes in the book.